do something about your long, filthy hair. It looks like a rat's nest. Do something about your mullet. Get out the hair clippers, jerk.
Cut the mullet. Cut the mullet. Cut the mullet. Cut the mullet.
Get the rat's nest off your head. Get that crazy ass mullet off your skull. Take your ass to the barber shop. Tell the barber that you're sick of looking like an asshole.
Cut the mullet. Cut the mullet. Cut the mullet. Cut the mullet.
The mullet is the reason why people hate you. They are sick of looking at your nappy weed sack. Nobody wants to look at you with that mullet on your head. Why don't you cut that mullet, you numbskull?
Cut the mullet. Cut the mullet. Cut the mullet. Cut the mullet.
Rock on with London. Rock on Chicago, insure what? It's the insurance superstore.
My sister's getting married, and that's why I came down.
Huh?
I said, that's why I came down.
Your sister's getting married,
huh? Yes. Yes, matter of fact. I mean, normally I wouldn't come down here. I haven't been down here in 10 years.
10 years.
Right.
Yeah,
I grew up here. Around here, not here. My family had a farm down the way. Yeah. 47 acres. I mean, now it's 47 acres. It was more then, but they sold some of it off.
10 years.
Yeah. What do you mean,
Well, country people just don't see
this. Is something wrong with my hair?
Well, it's a bit long on the back.
It's okay, right?
I'm getting a little bit off here.
Okay, a little bit, fine, right? I said a trim, right? Didn't I?
Well, trim costs the same as an haircut.
That's all right. In Chicago, it's $4.50. That's fine.
It's just a dollar and a quarter. Just a plain, honest term.
No. Trim it. Listen. Listen, I want to look the same as I came in, as I leave, except that little fuzz back there is gone.
Well, I got the fuzz and I got some of them extremely upstairs. But listen, you told me your sister's getting married, right?
Yes, right.
In the church.
Yes. I think that's enough. Would you mind if I just could you just turn the chair a little bit so I can look in the mirror? Just top.
Oh, listen, I'm not finished with this ear yet. It doesn't even look halfway finished.
No. Okay.
Look. I'm gonna stick you with this.
Okay. I won't move. You don't stick me. Okay.
All right. Now, would you just lean in a little bit? It's really getting hard to reach over you.
Okay. Like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, they give those fancy haircuts in Chicago.
Yeah.
Well,
they do a lot of they usually shampoo your hair and, with a razor and everything. They trim it. They shape it. They call it, I think, shape it.
They give you a little kiss on the cheek before you leave, too.
No.
Hey, listen.
Don't. What?
You're moving your head away from me.
You're really getting... That's, do you always have to breathe on the customers? I mean...
What am I supposed to do?
Well... Look, is that side done? I really wish you could just finish up here.
Side is done. Let me get the other side, would you please?
Yeah, please. Do the other side.
Wait a second. Now, I want to pick up.
Holy God.
What?
I just saw in my eye there what you did.
I'm going to get the sticky pencil and the
toilet paper. Yeah, I thought you did something, but...
Don't worry.
That does hurt.
It's all right. It's all right.
Oh, wow.
It's all right.
What is that?
Just deal. I want to get some iodine on this. Just hold tight.
Oh. Oh, hey. Oh, no.
Yeah, listen, it's not stopping.
Yeah. It's all over the sheet here.
That's all right. Don't mind about that.
Wow, look at that. Oh. I really don't feel, no, oh, wow, I don't know if I...
Look at that.
I just don't...
Look at that.
Oh, my...
Let me call Teddy. Teddy!
Hi.
Teddy! Would you get Doc Moody? I got another bleeder here. Yeah, no, right now, would you please? Okay. You one of them hemophiliacs? Hello? Hello? Teddy! Come back here a minute! I want to talk to you!
Thank you. criminals changed their ways, and there were better programs on TV, and no more existential malaise, and the bureaucrats of America began performing their tasks in a hurry, and there was no more double parking now that Randolph was less furry. Songwriters of America got their songs played on the radio, and all the people cheered, yeah. And the many dilemmas of modern living no longer seemed quite as big, and everyone gained confidence now that Randolph had flipped his wig.
Well, sure, we ain't got any barber in fucking center, so I always shave myself. So Nancy got to using my razor to cut her corns with, and then I quit shaving and raised whiskers. But Nancy cut my hair with a sheep shears, and after she got through with it, gosh, I was a sight. I looked like an escaped convict in a fur coat that had molted. Well, to save myself torture, I took to wearing my hair long. Guess I'd be doing it yet, but for one thing, there was a show come to Pumpkin Center, and I guess pretty nigh the whole village went to see it. While there was a magic feller there, and he asked for someone to come up on the platform and help him, and like a darn fool, I'd done it. Oh, yes. I helped him right smart. Well, that fella turned me around facing all the folks, and Nancy said it was just sinful what he done to me. He took a pack of cards and two bottles of whiskey out of my pocket, an old hen and a dozen eggs out of my hair, a rat trap, two rabbits, and a pigeon out of my whiskers. Gosh, I never felt so foolish in all my born days. And Nancy said my face was so red, she was afeard my whiskers would take fire. Well, while I was down here in New York, I allowed I'd have a regular barber cut my hair, and I went into one of your barber shops and told a feller what I wanted, and a whole crowd of them went to work on me. One feller went to blacken my boots, another went to cleaning my clothes, and a gal went to whittling my fingernails, and the barber went to talking. Gosh, how that feller could talk. He told me six funny stories, told me what horse would win the race, how the ball game would come out, what Congress was going to do, and who was going to be the next president, and then asked me if I wanted him to go over the chin again. I told him I heard him the first time. He cut at my hair till he got tired, and then he singed me like a chicken. He asked me four times to have some bay rum, and when he couldn't get me to drink it, he put it in my hair. He shaved my whiskers in the middle and dyed them black, tied my head up in hot rags, and then turned a buzz fan on me. While when I got out of there, I never was so dutied up in all of my life. And when I got home, it was a full minute before Nancy knowed me, and for a whole week I was a stranger in my own hum. Our dog tried to bite me, the horse kicked at me, the cow wouldn't let me milk her, and I couldn't get within gunshot of anything on the place. And when we went to church, the minister preached a sermon about Delilah cutting Samson's hair, and everybody knowed he was hinting at me. Well, the black has wore off my whiskers, and my hair has growed out. Yesterday, I seen Nancy sharpening the sheep shears, so I suppose in a day or so, I'll look natural again.
Worry now, won't be worried long. Don't believe I'm leaving town today. I'm gone half-hearted in the middle of the only thing I pray. Half-hearted in the middle of the only thing I pray. Gonna keep me half-hearted till it takes me to my grave. Leaving this time like I did before. Leave this time to hang crates on your door. Half-hearted in the middle is the only thing I pray. Half-hearted in the middle is the only thing I pray. Gonna keep me half-hearted, gonna take me to my grave. I got a gal lives down by the jail. Crazy thing hanging up for sale. Half-hearted in the middle is the only thing I pray. Half-hearted in the middle is the only thing I pray. Gonna keep me half-hearted, gonna take me to my grave. Going up on the mountain, look down in the sea. Fixed in the crab, down the bowl, we half-hearted in the middle is the only thing I pray. Half-hearted in the middle is the only thing I pray. Gonna keep me half-hearted, gonna take me to my grave. Mean my gal bought a boat, dipped the gab on the running board. Half-hearted in the middle is the only thing I pray. Half-hearted in the middle is the only thing I pray. Gonna keep me half-hearted, gonna take me to my grave.
Please. hairdresser, whoa, hairdresser, hairdresser, uh-uh, hairdresser, 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 uh-uh, hairdresser, 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 uh-uh, hairdresser, 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 uh-uh, whoa, whoa. Mm-hmm. Hairdresser. Hairdresser, 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 oh, hairdresser, ooh, hairdresser, hairdresser, hairdresser. Hairdresser, hairdresser,
of his hair.
don't mean that now I can't. I just don't believe it's right to judge a man by the length of his hair.
Lemon juice. raw AIDS, castor oil, from coast to coast, clean across the nation. Long hair is growing, it's causing a sensation. Hair nets, hairspray, hair dryers too. I resent people say I belong in a zoo. Two big fin girlers hang on my head. Short hair is no hair, I'd rather be dead. If my hair grows longer, I'm never coming back. And the long hair, I'm square, dude called Jack. Down the dirt we're walking, people started talking. They all gasp and stare. My parents tried to change me, they tried to rearrange me, just because I had long hair. I'm bossed and tough with my outside fluff. My hair ain't no jungle, it's a diamond in the rough. My hair grows longer, I'm never coming back. I'm the long hair, I swear to call Jack. Now listen, long hairs, you want to join such famous people as Captain Courageous, Robin Hood, Sinbad the Sailor, Ahab the Arab, Ali Coop, Samson, and a whole army of Afghans. Just grow your hair longer and longer.
Alrighty, good morning everybody, and how are you today? Today we're doing hair, you knew that. And you know, the things that revolve around it, you'll see, we got more to go. Started out with Wesley Willis, a little good advice from Wesley, cut the mullet. The Boogie Woogie Barbershop was Roy Milton, from the year 2000, don't know who was with him there. It wasn't me. All right. The haircut was from the Neutrino News Network, Marshall Efron. I'm not sure what that thing was, but you heard it, and I can't take it back. A bad haircut was the Squids. Randolph got a haircut from Kenny Young and the Eggplants. Uncle Josh in a barber shop, laughing Cal Stewart. Hair parted in the middle from Monkey Joe, who was a guy named Jesse Coleman. Lucille Cataldo, who it is my sad duty to report, died this week. That's why this song is here. I played this for you before, and actually this is the inspiration for the whole show. But this was from Stairway to Stardom in 1984. Lucille passed away, I believe it was Saturday. I don't know how old she was. It doesn't matter. She's gone. And that was, of course, Hairdresser. A classic. In any language. All right, two songs called Hair from Grand Central Station, and then Little Mix. And we heard from the Hollywood Argyles from 1965, Long Hair Unsquare Dude Called Jack. All right, so yeah, we got hair on our head, hair on our faces, and you know, hair other places. So coming up, some other hair songs, you know, like I got a mustache song or two. We got beards coming up. So stay tuned. Stay tuned by all means. And I'll be back to talk about it.
All my life I felt but the piece was missing. I felt a need for more, no matter what I chose. Then I realized the empty place upon me was just above my mouth and right under my nose. On my face and colors everything awesome. Got a mustache now.
Bob, you look different. Did you lose weight?
It's just me and my new mustache. Don't we look great?
Yeah, you look brand new. Like a brand new tomato. Your confidence oozes.
It's off to the karaoke contest. The new Bob never loses. Back when my face was smooth, almost everything scared me. Upon the stage I froze. But I'm no longer a deer in the headlights now, with this big beefy mustache under my nose. Mustache on my face, I had nothing to fear. Mustache growing fast, it grows from ear to ear. I had inhibitions, but now I toss them like a paintbrush on my face that colors everything awesome. Got a mustache now. I have a mustache now.
He's got a mustache now.
I have a mustache now.
He's got a mustache now.
I have a mustache now.
He's got a mustache now.
I have a mustache now.
He's got a
mustache now. Oh yeah, I love my mustache on my face.
Grew a mustache on my face. Everybody thinks that I'm so sell it, my mustache, it's a craze. Everybody thinks that I can sell it, girls love it, guys love it. Even my mom loves it, girls love it, guys love it. Everybody wants to touch a girl mustache on my face. Everybody thinks that I'm Hulk Hogan, Hulk Hogan, my mustache, it's a craze. Everybody thinks that I can suplex, suplex, girls love it, guys love it. Even my mom loves it, girls love it, guys love it. Everybody wants to touch a girl mustache on my face. Everybody thinks that I'm a porn star. Girls love it, guys love it. Even my mom loves it. Girls love it, guys love it. Everybody wants to touch it. Joseph Stalin, Fu Manchu, Gandhi, Dolly Zappa, Keith Hernandez, Snidely Whiplash, Howard Hughes, Dr. Demento, Raleigh Fingers, Groucho Marx, even Hercule Poirot, Sigmund Freud had a mustache because he loved his mother. Albert Einstein's upper lip opened up a world of physics. Village people were so hirsute so that they could boogie. Friedrich Nietzsche, Charlie Chaplin, and Martin Luther King, Arthur and William Howard Taft, Somerville's Manuel. He's got an awesome mustache. He's got an awesome mustache. You've got an awesome mustache too.
Find her, find her. Somebody find her. Tell her that I didn't mean to offend. Tell her I know it was cruel, but if she'd forgive this fool, I'll never make fun of her mustache again. beg her to come back, make her see our love must never end. Tell her it's cute and it's so, I'd miss it if she cut it off, and I'll never make fun of her mustache again. Lovers often say painful things that sometimes set off sparks. Find her, find her, find her. Somebody find her. Tell her happiness is round the bend. Cause in a year or two, I'll be old enough to blow one too. And I'll never make fun of her mustache.
High school senior and cheerleader Mary Patterson talks about new fun and fresh shampoo.
It's green, and, it comes in a plastic bottle. The cap is white. It's also plastic. And, that's all.
Tell them how it makes your hair look soft and clean.
Huh?
Does it make your hair look soft and clean?
Huh?
Does it make your hair look soft and clean?
That's true.
New fun and fresh shampoo in the plastic bottle with the white cap. It makes your hair look soft and clean all day.
Soft and clean.
From sodiobenzobactoglumethine.
With fun and fresh.
A gal from Iowa, and her hair was white as snow. I asked her how it got that way. She said that's how it grew. Her skin was tan, her eyes are brown, and then I knew the score. The color comes in bottles that she buys down at the store. Peroxide blonde, I don't think you're fooling me. Peroxide blonde, but it's plain to see. You pretend you're really blonde, it sure ain't true. Look at them black roots a-peeking through. Go home and soak your head, head peroxide blonde.
Guys, do you prefer blondes, brunettes, or redheads?
Yes!
Now my girlfriend saw her smile at me. Did my gal see red? She charged right up to her, and brother, this is what she said. Well, you might be what the gents prefer, but you can bet your boots I'll snatch you plumb ball-headed, and I'll yank out them black roots. Peroxide blonde, well, don't think you're fooling me. Peroxide blonde, well, it's plain to see. You pretend you're really blonde, it sure ain't true. Look at them black roots a-peeking through. Go home and soak your head, head peroxide blonde. I saw her talking to a friend of mine. It was just yesterday. She asked him would he love her when her hair had turned to gray. My friend, he just smiled a bit, and this is what he said. Why another color woman, and you'll have a technicolor head. Peroxide blonde, I don't think you're fooling me. Peroxide blonde, well, it's plain to see. You pretend you're really blonde, it sure ain't true. Look at them black roots a-peeking through. Go home and soak your head, hey, peroxide blonde.
pull up on you. Standing with your girls looking good, I just gotta have you. Started conversating, then you asked me all about my shampoo. Thinking, what's that about? But it kinda made me laugh, so I told you come through. You know what we gon' do. Candles are lit, lights are down, playing Cody Simpson. Running your fingers through all of this blonde ambition. I found you in the shower, but the water ain't running, and you still got all your clothes on. Got my products on the counter, and I put it all together. I just can't get you out of my head. Can't get you out of my head. And I know it ain't fair. Tryna blow dry and brush it, you just wanna touch it. I just can't get you out of my head. I just can't get you out of my. I just can't get you out of my. Out of my. I just can't get you out of my, out of my. I just can't get you out of my, out of my. I just can't get you out of my, out of my. I just can't get you out of my, out of my.
Next day, woke up feeling funny, but to do is money, so it's okay. Walking downstairs, saw your purse sitting in the hallway. Thinking, what's that about? Then you came around the corner with a can of hairspray. Let me hit the replay. Candles are out, lights are up, I'm still on a mission. She said, I just wanna give you a deep condition. Cause I'm looking so good and I'm feeling even better. I'm smelling like a rainstorm. She said, I got body, but she ain't talking naughty. I just can't get you out of my head. Can't get you out of my head. And I know it ain't fair. Tryna blow dry and brush it, you just wanna touch it. I just can't get you out of my head. I just can't get you out of my. I just can't get you out of my. Out of my. I just can't get you out of my. Out of my. I just can't get you out of my. Out of my. I just can't get you out of my. Out of my. I just can't get you out of my, out of my. I just can't get you out of my, out of my. I just can't get you out of my. Out of my.
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave the man right out of my arms and send him on his way. Don't try to patch it up, tear it up, tear it up. Wash him out, dry him out, push him out, fly him out. Cancel him and let him go. Sister, I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way. Wash him out, dry him out, push him out, fly him out, cancel him and let him go. Yay, sister, I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna, I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way.
And now it's time for Silly Songs with Larry, the part of the show where Larry comes out and sings a silly song. Our curtain opens as Larry, having just finished his morning bath, is searching for his hairbrush. Having no success, Larry cries out,
"Oh, where is my hairbrush? Oh, where is my hairbrush? Oh, where, 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 oh, where is my hairbrush?"
Having heard his cry, Pa Grape enters the scene. Shocked and slightly embarrassed at the sight of Larry in a towel, Pa regains his composure and reports.
"I think I saw a hairbrush back there."
"Back there is my hairbrush. Back there is my hairbrush. Back there, oh, where, back there, oh, where, oh, where, back there, back there is my hairbrush."
Having heard his joyous proclamation, Gerard Asparagus enters the scene. Shocked and slightly embarrassed at the sight of Larry in a towel, Junior regains his composure and comments,
"Why do you need a hairbrush? You don't have any hair!"
Larry is taken aback. The thought had never occurred to him. No hair? What will this mean? What will become of him? What will become of his hairbrush? Larry wonders,
"No hair for my hairbrush. No hair for my hairbrush. No hair, no hair, no hair, no hair, no hair, no hair, no where, back there, no hair for my hairbrush."
Having heard his wondering, Bob the Tomato enters the scene. Shocked and slightly embarrassed at the sight of Larry in a towel, Bob regains his composure and confesses,
"Larry, that old hairbrush of yours, well, you never use it, you don't really need it, so, well, I'm sorry, I didn't know, but I gave it to the peach, 'cause he's got hair."
Feeling a deep sense of loss, Larry stumbles back and laments,
"Not fair, oh my hairbrush, not fair, my poor hairbrush. Not fair, not fair, no hair, not fair, no wear, no hair, not fair, not fair, not fair, my little hairbrush."
Having heard his lament, the peach enters the scene. Himself in a towel, both Larry and the peach are shocked and slightly embarrassed at the sight of each other. But recognizing Larry's generosity, the peach is thankful.
"Thanks for the hairbrush.
Yes, good has been done here." The peach exits the scene. Larry smiles, but still feeling an emotional attachment for the hairbrush, calls out,
"Take care of my hairbrush. Take care, oh my hairbrush. Take care, don't dare not care. Take care, nice hair, no fair. Take care of my hairbrush."
The end.
I've seen poor Jeannie, she's got hair no more. She's alopecic, and a big wig she wore. It's universal, her entire body's bald. Alopecia areata, this is called. She said her light brown hair was first to drop, leaving the gray ones like an old mangy mop. Extensive alopecia happens from fright. Jeannie says her hair turned white overnight. She tried some steroids with a saran cap. When the effluvium would come, she said, "Aw, crap." I told her she looked better than Mary Alice. Mary Alice seems to have alopecia totalis. Her new hair falls out in the telogen phase. She quit shaving armpits for the rest of her days. She got vitiligo when she lost melanin. Was a problem from bacterial origin. of Jeannie with her hair nightmare. Now with prednisone she's grown some light brown hair.
I go for a girl that wears a wig.
What kind of wig?
As long as it's a wig.
You better leave them things alone, boy. They'll get you in trouble.
How do you know?
I know a girl called Mary White. She wears a different wig every night. Then she called me on the telephone. What kind of wig you want me to put on? Calls on a Monday. She's a brunette. She's a blonde. Blackhead. Yeah. Took me home with her to meet her dad and mother. I gave a dollar to a big-eyed brother. She said, Mama, Papa, I want to make it mine. I grabbed my hand and said, I changed my mind. I grabbed his shotgun and the telephone. He said, and old Reb came over and he laid his jive and I turned his back and give the Reverend five. I said, wait, oh, wait, she's a tough little girl. That's what I thought you said.
Oh, say it again, son.
Oh, what kind of wig is that?
Look at him.
Ain't it seem nothing good to me?
I know it. Look at him.
We took off for the mountain on our honeymoon. No electric lights had to see by the light of the moon. She said, Daddy, I'm tired and I wanna go to bed. She scared me so bad I got in the dress of trouble. I wanted to shoot my mother-in-law. When she took her teeth out, threw them in the glass.
I put out
on the floor,
but she
didn't hear that. What happened?
Say it again. Look at her.
That's what I thought you said.
Look, ain't she know something?
What?
Look at that girl. Looking pretty good.
All the bearded ladies, raise your hand.
Away. Yeah, she tells me I'm in a beard-related way. When we walk down the street, people stop and stare. She's a whole lot of woman with a whole lot of facial hair. She's my baby, she's my baby. She's my sexy bearded lady. She's so heavy, she's so fine. And the beard, it's all mine, all the beaded ladies everywhere. Time to show the world your facial hair. Time to rise up and make a stand. All the beaded ladies, raise your hands. I want to stroke your chin all over. Grab your beard and pull your closer. Your facial hair just drives me crazy. I'm sending my love to all the beaded ladies. Well, we lie awake and we stroke each other's beards. When she whispers sweet nothings, her facial hair tickles my ear. We rub our beards together and I feel her soft caress. And then she dips her beard in oil and rubs it all over my chest. Yeah, she's my baby, she's my baby, she's my sexy bearded lady. She's so heavy, she's so
middle of nowhere in a small town bar. I first saw this man playing acoustic guitar. He had dark brown hair, eyes blue as the sky. But there was something else that made me feel high. No, oh no, I didn't know what to do. No, oh no, my eyes were stuck on him like glue. But now I know what happened. That night the truth appeared. There's nothing like a man with a good-looking beard. There's nothing like a man with a good-looking beard. Then, after the show, I approached him to talk. But the music was too loud, so we went out for a walk. And I said to him, hey, mister, sorry if I stare. There's just something special about that facial hair. No, oh no, I don't know what to do. No, oh no, I've never seen anyone like you. So I turned my head and I kissed him. It was just as I feared. There's nothing like a man with a good looking beard. No, there's nothing like a man with a good looking beard. A grace, and I couldn't get enough of touching his face. And I guess that we were talking, can't recall what was said, but somehow this walk ended up in my bed. Yes, oh yes, he knew just what to do. Yes, oh yes, a feeling that was completely new. So now I know what I'm looking for. My sight is cleared. With a good-looking beard. There's nothing like a man with a good-looking beard. No, there's nothing like a man. Oh, no, 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 there's nothing like a man with a good-looking beard.
There's not enough beards in my neighborhood, and you can tell me you can't. I know that you could. You've got no beard in your whore. No good. No. Well, there's a beardless man in the flat next door. I've never spoken to him before, and I never will until he grows a beard. And there's a beardless man in the flat below. Says hello, and I always will, until he grows a beard.
Until he grows a beard.
No beard, no good. There's not enough beards in my neighborhood, and you can tell me you can't. I know that you could. You've got no beard in your hoe. No good, no good. Well, there's a street. I pass him and I spit at his feet. It's his own fault. He should have had a beard. And there's a beardless girl. I broke her heart. I also keyed her car. It's her own fault. She should have had a beard.
She should have had a beard.
You could, you got no beard in your whore. No good, no good. Well, there's a beardless banker. He calls me on the phone. He asks me to pay back my loan, but I won't. Not until he grows a beard. And there's a beardless man. He calls me son. He asks me to dinner, but
Okay. All right. Well, started with a little off the side, but we got a little off the front and the back and everywhere else, too. So, okay. My hair. My hair is still with me. I still have all of my hair. It is stone white. It is very long and it is very brittle. It falls out. It doesn't fall out. It breaks off and winds up in weird places. Okay, but it's mine. And I also have a beard. People tell me I'm feral. They're right. Okay. Anyway, we started out with VeggieTales. Something for VeggieTales. The mustache. I grew a mustache. Was The Motion Sick. Great name for a band. The Del Woods from Mad Magazine. I'll never make fun of her mustache again. See, Deke Dickerson and the Echophonics. Peroxide Blonde, Out of My Hair, was Logan Paul. That was pretty spooky. I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. Nancy Walker, who knows where that came from? South Pacific, very good. Okay, the Hairbrush Song from VeggieTales, back again. Sam Adams, the singing dermatologist, alopecia, wash your hair, make sure you do. Masked Man and the Angels, that was Wigs. All the Bearded Ladies from the Beards. We had two songs from the Beards and one coming up. All the Bearded Ladies, we heard the Beards song. There's nothing like a man with a good-looking beard from the Bandettes. Beards, back again. No beard, no good. Remember that. And then Nathan Zangmeister. That's right. The Beard song. Nathan Zangmeister, yes, the one and only. And then Everything's Wrong, If My Hair Is Wrong, was, of course, The Waitresses. Okay. And that's it. We got a couple more for you who are maybe not have as much hair on your head as you'd like, but don't worry about it. We don't care. We love you anyway. I'll see you next week.
life is slipping away. I'll wait to never.